Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way in about 15 minutes, Leah Stewart discusses her novel, The History of Us, the story of a family coping with a tragic loss and a battle over a house. It's set here in Cincinnati, and city landmarks play a prominent role. And later, The Drunken Botanist. To begin with, for the final time, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
August 1st is the new deadline for Cincinnati and Hamilton County leaders to work out a compromise related to the Metropolitan Sewer District. A multi-billion dollar process is being held up by two city-implemented hiring policies the county doesn't like. Over the next 5 weeks, both sides will try to reach a deal and get the projects back on track. Commission President Chris Monzel is leading discussions for the county.
And I think this is an important step in us working together. We've made some great progress, and we continue to want to do so.
Monzel's counterpart is Councilmember Chris Seelbach. Here he is speaking to City Council.
Monzel and I have both agreed to that goal, and we're going to work hard, hopefully with your help, to come to a resolution we can all get behind.
Under a 1968 agreement, the city operates the sewer district, but it is owned by Hamilton County. Construction bids came in higher than expected to build the first phase of the Cincinnati streetcar system. Now City Council is providing more funding for the plan to allow it to move forward. Council approved an additional $17 million for the project Wednesday. Councilmember Wendell Young was supportive.
The reality for me is very simple. The voters of Cincinnati have spoken. They've said build the streetcar. I haven't seen or heard enough from people in Cincinnati to convince me that that will is gone. I'm going to do what the people have voted twice to say do, build the streetcar.
But not all council members are convinced this is the last time city administrators will be asking for additional money. Christopher Smitherman says the majority is giving the city manager a blank check for the streetcar.
Here we are spending another $17 million for the streetcar. I guarantee to the public that this project will cost more than $133 million, just like the stadium deal, just like all of the promises that were made there. We will be right back here again on a project with overruns and more cost.
The first phase of the project will connect the riverfront with Over the Rhine. The second portion will go to the uptown area near the University of Cincinnati. Right now, officials aren't projecting how much it will cost to build that part of the system. Lawmakers in the Ohio House have approved a measure that would bar local governments across the state from using cameras to determine whether motorists have run red lights or been speeding. Members of the House voted 61-32 this week to move the measure to the Ohio Senate for further consideration. Representative Ron Magg is the sponsor of the proposal. The Lebanon Republican says the main goal of the cameras is not to increase public safety, but to generate revenue for local governments. Those who want law enforcement to continue monitoring drivers using the cameras say the technology prevents accidents and saves lives. The bill includes an exemption for school zones. Cameras would be allowed to operate during school recess, opening and closing hours, provided that a police officer is present. A little more than 2 years ago, Ohio Governor John Kasich's approval rating was below 40%, but that's not the case now. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows 54% of Ohio voters surveyed think he's doing a good job. 32% disapprove. Pollster Peter Brown says there's one reason for the governor's higher approval rating, the economy.
You know, it's a cliche, but it's true. Incumbents prosper when times are good. Voters here think times are pretty good and they think they're getting better.
Matt McGrath with the Ohio Democratic Party doesn't put much stock in Kasich's new poll numbers.
Polls this far out from an election mattered at all, we'd still be, I'd probably still be working for Governor Ted Strickland.
McGrath says Ohioans are not paying close attention to politics right now, but when they start to do that, they will not like the changes being made in this two-year budget. Cincinnati officials are continuing their efforts to acquire about 5 miles of unused railroad track running through portions of Avondale, Evanston, Hyde Park, Oakley, and Mount Lookout. The city is interested in a section of the Wasson Way line running from Victory Parkway to the west and Red Bank Road on the east. The railroad track hasn't been used since 2009. Transportation and Engineering Director Michael Moore says getting it for the city involves a somewhat lengthy process.
It is not a simple business transaction where we make an offer to Norfolk Southern for their potential purchase of the property. It's not quite that simple because this is regulated by the Surface Transportation Board. It gives other people opportunities to weigh in, and other folks who weigh in could have an effect on the city's interest.
The city would like to develop Wasson Way into a bike and hike trail. It could also be used if light rail were ever developed in the city. Officials want to use $3 million from the city's parking lease plan to acquire the line. Ohio senators have proposed a measure that would set up a commission to redraw Ohio's political maps every decade. The proposal, in the form of a constitutional amendment, would create the Ohio Redistricting Commission. It would include the governor, state auditor, secretary of state, and four people appointed by legislative leaders, none of whom could be active lawmakers. The commission would be responsible for updating the state's congressional and legislative districts. The lawmakers presented details of their proposal this week during a Senate committee hearing where no vote was taken. The measure directs members of the commission to avoid splitting a county, municipal corporation, township, or ward when drawing the maps. The proposal calls for all the commission's meetings to be open to the public and broadcast online. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.